The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsor.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR in Lee 88.1 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And today on the show, we have Anastasia Drayton.
Good morning.
I'm pronouncing all of those things properly.
All of those things are perfect.
Awesome. So Anastasia is an artist and a business owner in Pittsfield, and we're thrilled to be chatting with you about all the things. Anastasia was one of the ones that did the recent paint box beautification. There were four new paint boxes unveiled in the last few weeks, and they're beautiful. Let's talk about the paint boxes. We'll start with that.
Oh,
and
my
then,
gosh.
Move on. Your paint boxes in front of the library at East Street and First Street.
Yes.
Tell us about the process and how you figured out what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I have been wanting to do a paint box for forever. Yeah. I know that there was an initiative years ago, and I think since then I've been hoping to get involved in downtown Pittsfield in general with both the business and creatively. So it was such a wonderful opportunity to be able to do that. I was a little nervous at first because I've never worked on display before, but I fell in love with the process of making public art. What I loved the most was engaging people and having conversations with everybody. So yeah, and the process of thinking about what to do, I just wanted to create something really uplifting and joyful. And that is bright and loud, and you can't help but hopefully feel a little happy when you see all the colors and everything happening there. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you are one of four paint boxes. As we said, yours is at East Street at First Street, right in front of the library. And it's filled with mountains and flowers and birds and just beautiful orange and yellow colors.
Yeah.
Lots of cool colors. And the other paint boxes, one, Melissa Lilly's paint box is at South Street at South Mountain. Susan Catalato's is at Onota Street and West Union Street, and Eternity Williams is at West Street at Onota Street, and they're all so beautiful.
So
we're
awesome.
Grateful for all of the artists. We did do a call for art for that. We had some funds, and the paint box program, people will remember from years ago, Artscape did that years and years ago. We had some funds left over, so the Office of Cultural Development decided to do the call out, and we hope to do more of those because these are the electrical load boxes that the city of Pittsfield owns, and the city of Pittsfield has given permission to paint them and make them more beautiful than those dull gray or yellow or whatever.
Bright yellow.
Yucky,
mine
yucky,
was bright yellow.
Yucky colors. Yeah. So thank you to all of those artists for making the paint boxes more beautiful and beautifying Pittsfield, downtown Pittsfield, and beyond.
Such a fun opportunity. Thank you.
Yes, it was great. Yeah. Yay. And you are smack dab in the middle of getting ready to open this new store. Your business, so you had Foraged and Found, and then you were part of the Plant Connector, and now you're branching out all on your own with this new business called Solarium.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Oh my goodness. Well, I have been in horticulture since I'm a plant and soil scientist by training, but always an artist. I actually chose plant and soil science. My 18-year-old brain thought that was more practical than being an artist. So the creative side always stayed with me. And probably about 6 or 7 years ago, I really felt the need to get back to that. You know, I was immersed in the plant world, which is creative. I was doing design work at that point. But kind of started a little side hustle, making wreaths out of materials I found in the woods or things that I had grown, and starting to make terrariums, and got such an amazing response from people that I started doing custom orders and I started shipping. So it kind of grew on the side like that. To the point where I really, really, really fell in love with the creativity and the merging of the plant world and horticulture and everything like that.
Yeah.
So I got really brave, slash stupid maybe and quit brave. My day job.
We like the word brave better.
You got to have a little sprinkle of that in there too. I quit my day job. You know, I was working for myself. I kept doing landscaping and all of that kind of stuff, but continued to grow Foraged and Found until I was able to have a pop-up 2 years ago, maybe three. And that response was fantastic. I couldn't believe how much the community supported me at that point. You know, I had often done landscape design work and I was accustomed to the demographic of second homeowners being able to, you know, afford my work.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't sure if being in the middle of Pittsfield, people would, you know, be able to or want to support me. And so I was just overwhelmed by the fact that it's our community coming out and supporting each other. So it was really good.
That's awesome. Yeah. I remember that pop-up Forged and Found by Otto's.
Yes.
And then, so that kind of opened and then closed.
Yep.
Because it was a pop-up.
It was a pop-up. And I know my sign is still up there and I guess I should have taken that down too. So they still have my logo in the window. So that was confusing for people. Yes. It was always meant to be a very temporary thing just for Christmas. And then I went about my own business and wanted to do it again. Everything was so serendipitous. Emily and Bonnie, I had always really admired the way they did things, their creativity.
They are the owners of the Plant Connector.
Yes, the Plant Connector. And so I had actually never met them before. Always, Emily and I, and Bonnie and I always said that we had a business crush on each other and we didn't know that about each other. And I was looking for space again. I was looking for vacant space in downtown Pittsfield in probably around this time, actually, September, October, for Christmas. And they just happened to make a connection with me. My sister was a really good customer of theirs and got to be friends with them. And so they asked to have a meeting. And I thought maybe they'd just want to carry my wreaths and terrariums and stuff, which would have been awesome. But they asked me to join them in their physical space, merchandising and, you know, selling my own creative work too, which was just, it was incredible. It was incredible and we got along so well. So it was an amazing opportunity.
That's awesome. And the Plant Connector was located at the corner of West and McKay Street in Pittsfield, next to Thistle and Mirth and District. And then the Plant Connector also has a space in North Adams. So they decided to close their Pittsfield space and concentrate on the North Adams one. But
oh my gosh, my stuff's already there. So why don't we keep this going? Yeah, with my background in plant science and everything, it just made sense. I just, you know, obviously this is I've looked at the numbers. I'm being practical about this. I can make this work for the city of Pittsfield and for all of the customers. But I also was like, you know what? We can't lose another beautiful business, you know? So there is passion and there is real commitment there. It's not just, you know, financial for me. I definitely want everybody to be able to have.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really special space. And I think that people responded really nicely to it. We have wonderful customers.
Yes, I agree. And people will continue to respond to it. So the new store under your complete ownership is called Solarium.
It's called Solarium.
And the grand opening is Friday, September 19th.
Correct. Yes. So open up. I'll probably be there at 10. Anytime you see the open sign in out there, you can come on in. Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm excited to see everybody again. I've really missed the back and forth and the interactions with the customers. We have great customers. We got some surprises. I feel like I've really honored the space with the renovation. It's a space from, I think, like the 1920s, and the windows are huge. And so a lot of the decor is just a nod to that. The ceilings are high. I was up on a 8-foot ladder trying to attach lights to the 12-foot tall ceilings right before I came here. It's still a work in progress for sure.
Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 WTBR FM in Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we have Anastasia Drayton on the program this week to talk all about Public Art in Pittsfield. She was one of the artists to do the paint boxes. There were four paint boxes recently unveiled in the city of Pittsfield, and Anastasia's is in front of the library, the Pittsfield Library, at the corner of East and First Street in Pittsfield. And more, I don't want to say more importantly, also, we'll just say, and also, you are opening your own space where the plant connector was. The new space is called Solarium. Solarium, what is the address?
It is 46 West Street.
46 West Street, the corner of West and McKay.
McKay,
46 West Street on West and McKay. And tell us what people can expect in that store, in that space.
Absolutely. We are keeping a lot of the same bones as the plant connector. So lots of plants and everything plant related. So everybody can rest assured that it will still be a place that they can come for plant care, for new plants, for pots, and everything that, you know, has to do with growing. But what you can also find, I think that it's a major focus for me and for us, is the art piece of it. I'm actually right in the middle. I'm so excited. There are more important things that I'm supposed to be doing, but I got a beautiful work table that is going to have lots of art supplies on it. So people can come in, kids can come in and draw. You know, it's going to be in the same space where people can pot up their own plants and everything. So that creative aspect and that hands-on aspect, really accessible creativity, like go crazy. I was just thinking about maybe we'll have like chalkboard paint around on some surfaces so you can, you know, you can get in there and be creative like that. That's going to set it apart, I think, from just being a plant shop. We are going to have a gallery in the middle of the space called the Atrium Gallery. Mike Cardi is going to be curating art in the middle there. So again, supporting the local artists in the community as well. Being a plant shop.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm really excited.
And the opening, the grand opening again, is on September 19th.
Yes.
September 19th, starting at 10 o'clock. And is it 10 to 7?
Yeah.
That
Why
is
not?
A long day.
Yeah.
I thought I
missed
saw
everybody.
Those hours. I'm like, okay, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
You know, yeah. And actually, I had been doing Thursdays like that. I don't know why I feel Thursdays, there's a nice energy. Maybe, you know, third Thursdays and all that kind of stuff.
Back
in the day. I feel like people still come out a little later on Thursdays. So it will probably be a time when we have our workshops, you know, because we're going to have some programming as well. Art making as well as plant care and educational workshops during that time too. So figure I just better get used to a busy day.
Yeah. Friday, September 19th is the grand opening from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And again, it is on the corner of West Street and McKay Street. The name of the business is Solarium, right next to Thistle and Mirth and District. Lots of good energy in that corner for sure. And I will be so happy you're back open, because we would pop in there, you know, if you're downtown and you have an extra 20-30 minutes and you just want to check something out, you pop into that store. It had such a good energy, and I know you will carry on that energy and even
so
make
important.
It make it better.
It's definitely, I'm hoping so. It's nice that the parking garage is right there. We have parking out front. That's 60 minutes, I think. So it's an accessible spot. And one thing that I didn't tell you this, but I was talking with Jay from Wander and Austin, Thistle and Mirth. We were just talking, and this is, again, in the works, but wouldn't it be so cool to have, like, a little passport where, you know, all of us businesses can support each other. So not only am I excited to participate in terms of like the downtown Pittsfield community of customers, but I'm really excited to now be a business owner that can support other small businesses too. I think it's so important to be there for each other.
And it is very important to have that collaborative spirit in Pittsfield and beyond, in the business world and the art world, because you want people to, you want other businesses and arts organizations to be successful, because their success means your success.
Of course, right? Like across the board. That just makes sense for pretty much everything in life. But absolutely, especially in these times where, you know, it feels a little uncertain as to how things are moving forward, that support is is everything. And I felt that way when I was with Bonnie and Emily in the Plant Connector. It was so nice to be able to, you know, just have a conversation as business owners, like, ooh, it's hard, or hey, try this, or, you know, have you talked to so-and-so? All of that support is just imperative for, you know, the vitality of the business.
So, yes, yeah. It's great to bounce ideas off of everybody and say, oh, wow, this didn't work for me, but maybe it'll work for you,
sure, yeah,
or vice versa, or let's try this together.
Yes.
It's very, very cool. And there's a good vibe in that corner. And Jay, oh my gosh, Jay is doing
amazing things. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny because I said to her, I said, maybe it would be so cool if we could just like meld our businesses together. And they had a really important point. They're like, you know, it would be great. It's great for people to have to kind of, you know, maneuver between our businesses, because it gets them participating in the community more and not just like one, you know, destination that they come to and leave. And I thought that was a really good point, you know?
Yeah. And it's right there. It's less than a block away.
It's from
so your
right
business.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. So it would be cool to do things together. But also the idea of a passport is great, but mostly just spreading the word, just having you say something, but or flyers or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking to Ashley from Thistle and Thorn, who's putting on that Berkshire Bazaar in December, December 6th at the Holiday Inn and Suites across from you.
Yep.
And we actually are changing our wreath art auction to be on that Saturday, December 6th, rather than Friday. It's always been on the Friday, but it's kind of conflicted with the tree lighting. People feel rushed to get there and then come back. So we said we're really going to try and make it its own event.
Good. Yeah, that's great.
And we're going to do it on that Saturday, December 6th, and right after the Berkshire Bazaar. So to your point of collaboration and partnering, the Berkshire Bazaar is at the Holiday Inn from 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to start the wreath art auction right at 4.
Yeah,
and then,
that's great.
And then have shop, grab and grow. What I was saying about spreading the word is I think it would be invaluable to have information at the event at the Holiday Inn about the wreath art auction. Just like if you're doing a special event, Thistle and Mirth and District and Wander will be helpful in passing the word on. And if they're having special events, then you will be helpful in passing. We're all in this together. So let's
absolutely
help each other pass the word and spread the word, because no matter what you do for marketing, I'm all for all the marketing. We do it all. We do radio, we do TV, we do, you know, billboards sometimes, but the most valuable marketing is word of mouth.
It is. It's amazing. We would often ask, how did you hear about, it's my first time in. How did you hear about us? Oh, my friend told. Always. Yeah. There were people who were from out of town, could look for a plant store and it would pop up. So that would happen sometimes. But all the other local folks, they never said, oh, we saw this. It was my friend told me I should stop in, which is, thank you. Oh my gosh, that's amazing that someone was talking about it. That word of mouth is so valuable, because it's not like you hear something, you want to go check it out. Someone was speaking positively, right? And recommended that somebody come in. So that's huge.
It's genuine. Yeah. And it's very valuable. So to that point, all of your neighboring businesses will be helpful on the word.
And everybody is truly awesome. You know, it's not just a, you know, strategic, obviously it will help us, but I just love everybody too. So it's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. We can't wait to have you open again.
Thank you.
Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 WTBR FM in Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And we have Anastasia Drayton on the show, who is an artist and a business owner in Pittsfield, part of the Paint Box project that was recently unveiled in Pittsfield. Anastasia's Paint Box is right in front of the library at East Street and First Street. The other paint boxes, Susan Catalotti's, is at Anota Street and West Union Street. Melissa Lilly's is at South Street at South Mountain. Eternity Williams is at West Street at Anoda Street. We highly encourage you to go check out all of those beautiful paint boxes around the city of Pittsfield. And speaking of public art, you may have noticed a brand new mural on Tyler Street. This is gorgeous. It's called Harvest of Hope. The Let It Shine Public Art Partnership alongside Milltown Foundation are proud to announce the unveiling of a new mural. The artist's name is Jonna Ray, and the mural is titled Harvest of Hope. It's 18 by 80 feet. It's a fruit market inspired work that honors the history of the Morningside neighborhood. And I just had a few extra minutes on my way here and drove by it. It's gorgeous.
I haven't gone by it yet. Yeah, I got to go see. But I'm so excited to see. Yes. I mean, you guys are amazing at making this kind of stuff happen. So it's so nice to see all the art around and all the support of the artists.
The public art is thriving in Pittsfield. Yeah. And the community is invited to an unveiling of this particular mural, Harvest of Hope, on Tuesday, September 23rd from 4 to 5 p.m. It's at 288 Tyler Street in Pittsfield. If you're going from North Street, First Street, towards GE and Allendale, it's on your right. You can't miss it. 288 Tyler Street by the Morningside School, across from the Dairy Cone. It's just gorgeous. And there's a lovely piece of grass, like yard, right in front of it. So I think people eventually might go and, you know, sip their cup
nice.
Of coffee
That's
while
awesome.
Looking at this beautiful piece of art.
Yep.
So the official unveiling is Tuesday, September 23rd from 4 to 5 p.m. at 288 Tyler Street. The name of the artist is Jonna Ray, and it is a new mural called Harvest of Hope in front of 288 Tyler Street. I find that even if I say things out loud, five seconds later, they're gone.
You said it,
brain.
And I couldn't repeat it for you. So I was like, I'm going to say the wrong thing, so I'll let her.
288 Tyler Street.
Well, it's awesome that you know, I feel like downtown is very colorful and art is prevalent. It's really nice to see it moving, you know, to different spots too. I'm really
yes,
excited to see
a
it
little
maybe
bit
like
beyond,
beyond the downtown.
And Tyler Street is such an awesome neighborhood.
It's so
in
cool.
the historical, as yeah. we mentioned, the historical factor. But the Morningside School is right there, so there's kids walking and teachers and administrators walking all over that neighborhood. And there's awesome new businesses. It feels like every month there's a new business
yeah.
popping up there. So it's good stuff to
yeah,
have.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're thrilled. The artist, Jonna Ray, just had a baby. And so this is just another, you know, awesome thing about women. Which
right. Good job, mama.
Yeah.
Wow.
She just had a baby and she painted a mural.
Yep.
That's
and probably was so inspired by that whole process.
Yeah.
That, you know, it came through. So,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Thank you, Jonna Ray.
Very cool.
That amazing mural. And that was part of the Let It Shine Public Art Committee, which is in partnership with the Milltown Foundation. So that's amazing. Bev Prentice is just arriving, who normally operates
Hi,
the
Bev.
Board, and I don't know if she'll come in, but I'm operating the board, which is
I
adding something to my
I
resume.
Know nothing, but I think she's doing great.
It's all good.
I wouldn't know the difference, though. So.
It's all good. We have Anastasia Drayton on the show this week, the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show, and we are talking all about the public art in Pittsfield, but also her brand new store called Solarium,
yeah.
opening officially on Friday, September 19th at the corner of West and McKay Street. Tell us how our people can learn more about your store. What should they be following on social media?
That's a great question. I have been a little lax in updating my actual website, which is solariumplantshop.com. So the easiest way is to follow me on Instagram. And that what used to be Foraged and Found. So if you were following that, then you can continue to do that. I did.
Yay.
I did change the name to Solarium Plant Shop
okay,
just so people
Solarium
can.
Solarium Plant Shop,
yep.
which I am following because
yeah.
I was following Foraged
yeah.
and Found.
Yeah, I just was able to change the name. And again, my Foraged and Found Studio website actually links to Solarium Plant Shop. So it's all the same thing. I just wanted to make sure that I changed the name so people can understand that in it's a brick and mortar and that we're doing plants.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Solarium Plant Shop on Instagram is the best way to be following. And that's what you have posted some really cool photos yeah. of all the things you're doing. So you mentioned you're up on ladders and like yes. repainting.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Hanging lights. Like, look at this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got up there. I know. So listen, it's not just me. I've had so much help and I'm so, so grateful. Mike Carty is going to be doing the Atrium Gallery and obviously is an amazing artist himself. And so that is a really exciting piece of this, and he is my love and so has been helping me with all the things, as well as some of my other friends. So I certainly can't take all the credit for all the changes that are happening, but they are happening. And yeah, we are elbow deep in it right now.
Definitely go to Solarium Plant Shop on Instagram to see all yeah. these photos. There's like before photos, but then those bistro. I love a good bistro lighting.
Those lights are so gorgeous. Now, I can't take credit for those. That's Austin from Thistle and Mirth. When they had that side, Austin put those in. And he was actually showing me a lot of the renovations. I didn't realize how much they did to renovate that side. I am grateful to him for doing all the really hard stuff. I just have to paint the walls and clean up a little bit, you know. But it's a really special space. The light that comes in there, and there's just a certain feel that, you know, I can't take credit for, so I'm just kind of honoring that by, you know, making it beautiful, you know, increasing that light and painting and everything. Yeah, it's fun. I think that people will enjoy being in the space once it's open.
That's awesome. Yeah, just go through all these photos. And so tell us about Beyond Plants.
Yeah.
What more can people expect to find? Will you still have, I remember picking up random gifts for people.
Yeah, it's definitely very much that. You know, there's going to be a lot of self-care stuff. One thing that I did not promote very well when I was there with the Plant Connector is that what I source, if I haven't created it, the majority of what I source is made by people like me. They are makers themselves, and I am going directly to them to purchase these things rather than, you know, through big companies. Obviously, there are certain things like the pots and everything that you know, are sourced from larger suppliers. But I have really made an effort to support small businesses like my own when I carry merchandise. So there'll be lots of gifty stuff. There'll be jewelry. I think I'm probably going to keep doing the like vintage furniture, and things like this. So pieces that I find or that I might thrift, you'll be able to pick up again. You know, anything plant related, plant stands, that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of home decor. There's
so
a lot of home decor.
So you don't have to be a huge plant fan.
No, not
to
at
love
all.
The store,
nope.
Which I remember thinking that for the Plant Connector, and that was also true.
Yeah.
There are so many awesome gifts to pick up. And also it just makes you happy to walk in that space.
People come in all the time and say, I just wanted to come in and kind of reset and take a breath. And I'm like, please. There's, I want people to enjoy themselves. Obviously, I want to keep the lights on, so that's cool.
We need
but otherwise,
some purchases.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
few purchases,
you know, just
here
keep
and
it
there.
Going. That's what we want. But really, the goal is to create a really inspiring, calm, joyful place to be. And then, you know, if you pick up something, or if you're like, man, that plant is awesome, then that's the point. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's not just a business. Necessarily. And most of the customers that come in are beginning plant people.
Mm-hmm.
So I love guiding people with my plant knowledge. It feels really nice to, people are nervous. People get nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to kill it. I'm like, no, let me tell you. And let me tell you how many plants I've killed and still kill throughout my years. So yeah, it's really nice to be able to engage and guide
awesome.
Like that.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you. This has
thank
been
you.
The Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We've had Anastasia Drayton here talking all about her new shop, Solarium, which will be opening on September 19th at 10 a.m., 10 to 7 that day.
What?
Solarium Plant Shop on Instagram is the place to follow. Her shop is located at the corner of West and McKay Street in Pittsfield and check out all of the new paint boxes around Pittsfield. And lastly, a huge shout out to all the people that made this year's First Fridays at 5 a success. We had the last one on September 5th and it was wonderful. So we have a big shout out to the sponsors, Milltown Foundation, Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, Mountain One, and Access Plus. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you've done. Thanks, Anastasia.
Very good. Thanks for having me. Fun. Yeah, very good. Thanks.
All right. Have a good week, everyone.
Bye.